ppc.org.
Young teacher, the subject of school.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Ukraine. That is dominating the news, and it should. I want to talk about where we are currently as of right now, what sanctions have been imposed, and what sanctions can still be imposed. And then the historical background over there of why this is occurring and when and if it will end. Ukraine, as you know, recognized the two breakaway Donetsk and Luhansk in the Donbass region in the eastern part of Ukraine, close to the Russian border. Russian separatists have seized parts of those areas, but Russian separatists don't control the majority of the territory in Donbass, which is a region of Ukraine near the Russian border. They also don't even control everything in Donetsk and Luhansk. Putin simply said he recognized them in the Duma, that's their parliament, which is submissive and subservient to Putin, went along and voted for that recognition. And then Putin said that Ukraine was genociding Russians in that area, which is false. Russia, in fact, went in to genocide Ukrainians. 14,000 Ukrainians have been killed. And he said he's going to send in troops. Well, that's an invasion that crosses into Ukraine territory. The dirty little secret is that these so-called separatists and the people, for instance, that took over Crimea 8 years ago, are Russian military. They just put on civilian clothes. Now, the only difference is they're going in Russian uniforms and with Russian tanks. And they started to rumble in. Joe Biden, and frankly, the EU and NATO, Anthony Blinken, and even our Asian allies responded magnificently. What Biden did is immediately, he froze any commercial transactions with two of the major Russian banks. One of them is the bank that funds their military. He cut off Russia, and so did NATO and the EU, from any Western financing for their sovereign debt. In other words, every country has a national debt. We have a national debt. We sell treasury bills. Sell treasury bills that you can buy. And U.S. treasury bills are the gold standard, and they pay very little. For a long time, they're paying about 0.75%. Then it was 1%. It can get up close to 2%. It floats. But basically, people like to park their money in them because they know they're going to get them back. Well, Russia as a debt, fairly substantial debt, and they need financing, and now they're not going to get any money from the wealthiest countries in the world, which are Europe and the United States. He also targeted, besides the two Russian banks, VEB is the military bank, he also targeted individual people in the so-called Russian elites, which are the autocracy. These are the people who are the oligarchs and their family members who have stolen much of Russia's businesses. What happened was when communism fell apart in the early 90s, Gorbachev saw the handwriting on the wall, Yeltsin came in, they decided to leave communism, go to capitalism. Well, what happened was they didn't do it in an orderly way, and simply predatory people, oligarchs, came in and took over and stole Russian industry. And they became multi-billionaires. Putin has probably stolen over $100 billion himself. That country is basically run by those billionaires. It's kind of an executive committee. And now they are going to be frozen. Their assets will be frozen in the United States. Their assets will be frozen in the UK. And they will be denied visas. They can't come anymore. And a lot of them laundered their money in the United States and in the UK. And the UK has the reputation of being London grad, the UK, because every Russian thief and organized crime figure simply comes in and they dump their cash and they'll buy, for instance, and this has happened in Manhattan too. Here's $250 million for this condo. Then there's a paper trail that it was a real estate asset, not stolen money. Okay, I'm going to interrupt this and go to the lines because this is an important subject and there's a lot more to talk about here. Robert of West Allis, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
I really think sanctions is the wrong approach. If you read in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, that over the last 6 months to a year, they outline in there how some major multinational banks really weren't following sanctions. They were letting these people cheat, and as far as I know, no one from the Justice Department has prosecuted anybody. You know, that money is going all over the map, whether it was for Russia, whether it was through Iran and other places. And I haven't seen a banker been charged with a crime yet. But I really don't believe sanctions are going to work.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And I'll tell you, let me build on that, because that is a common comment. And part of it is that even if sanctions are followed, they don't have an immediate effect. Putin has already sort of hoarded billions of dollars as a cushion. And even with sanctions, these kinds of sanctions, and now I'm going to talk about some other sanctions, he thinks he can sneak through for a while. Well, let me tell you something. First of all, obviously sanctions have to be enforced, and there are criminal prosecutions when people try to avoid sanctions in Iran. There are, and I think these sanctions in Russia will be enforced. The thing is, up till now, they were very weak sanctions. Of course, Trump resisted any sanctions for the hacking of the 2016 election because it got him elected. Some went in, and the Trump DOJ wouldn't prosecute them. You're right. Well, there's a different gang in town right now. But here's a different kind of sanction. And think of one thing, okay? When people say sanctions don't work, let me tell you what does work. Nuclear war works. We could nuke Moscow and Leningrad tomorrow, but nobody wants to do that, including me. We could send American troops into Ukraine, start shooting Russian soldiers. I don't want that, and neither does anybody on this call. The question is, what do you do if you're Biden? And he has responded magnificently. Sanctions ain't great, but he's also sent troops, our troops, to Poland, Romania, and to Poland on the border with Belarus and on the Polish border with Ukraine. And he has sent Javelin missiles and he sent anti-tank missiles and a lot of military equipment to Ukraine to kill Russian soldiers. And remember Mike Tyson's dictum, the boxer, who once said, everybody has a plan until he gets punched in the mouth. That was Mike Tyson. He go into a ring, he had a plan, get punched in the mouth, and the plan goes out the window. That's what war is like. Biden is a steady hand. So if you say you don't want sanctions, what do you want? Nuclear war? No. Do you want Russia to simply walk into Ukraine and send assassination squads and kill intellectuals, government officials, outlaw the Ukrainian Catholic Church, which they did the last time they occupied Ukraine, kill clergymen, round people up, and beat and intimidate the population? I was in Budapest several times, and they showed me a building that they still keep. It was the Russian torture chamber. The Russians went into Budapest. They went into Hungary and conquered it in 1956. Dwight Eisenhower decided not to send troops. We'd just come out of the Korean War and before that, World War II. And they occupied Hungary until communism fell apart in the 1990s. And they would bring in any Hungarian they want and torture them. The Russians are not, it's not a human form of government. It wasn't under communism and it is not under organized crime. So before we say no sanctions, they don't work, look at what else you have. You have nuclear war, American soldiers in Ukraine. You don't want either of those. And now I'm going to give you some sanctions that will work. And the question is, can Biden sell the EU and NATO on them? So right now, he sanctioned a few banks, a couple of billionaires, stolen their money. They stole their money. We're confiscating their money. And their family members denying them visas. This is happening all over the world. Japan did the same thing. Australia did the same thing. EU, NATO. But here are the sanctions that would have more immediate effect. And let me tell you, the mother of all sanctions, which is throwing Russia off the international banking system, the SWIFT system, the Society of Worldwide Financial Transactions. 11,000 banks around the world. Over 200 countries, Iran has been thrown off, North Korea has been thrown off. If we throw Russia off, you won't cash a check in Russia. Go down to the bank, they'll say, I'm sorry, comrade. Tovarish, I'm so sorry. We have no money and nobody will take our checks. That's immediate. That's immediate. Putin has said that would be a declaration of war, threatening attack on the West if we do that. So if this is a jujitsu fight, okay. If you wage war against us, and that would be defined as entering any NATO country, and Romania is in NATO, Poland's in NATO, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania are in NATO, the Czech Republic is in NATO. If you set one greasy foot on this territory, we throw you off with SWIFT. Biden has the guts to do it. The UK wants to do it. I think it requires the EU to go along. I'm going to have to look at that a little more if Biden can do it on his own with the UK. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about. We're going to get back to it. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.